Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Payne and Pendergast, Sports Radio 610. So, Jalen Ramsey is
apparently, happy?
He's not happy with his current employer. I would imagine I would hope that he leads a happy life.
Seems like a pretty upbeat guy.
Makes more money than the average American.
Even when he's talking smack, he is almost doing it in a laid-back way.
Got a little smile on his face.
He does it a little bit like an assassin. Mm. You know, like an assassin isn't going to get overly worked up about killing you.
Right.
They tend to be those cold-blooded, heart rate doesn't rise types, and I think that's what Jalen Ramsey
seems like. That's what you see in Jalen Ramsey, So Jalen Ramsey, apparently, from reports, is going to play tonight. Which the Jags play the Titans. I would imagine that's a game Texan fans, if other than the Texans game, probably have the most keen interest in because it involves two of the teams in the AFC South. But reportedly, he is going to play tonight. I guess, is that a tell, Seth, that they have no intentions of accommodating Jalen Ramsey and his trade request? That they would actually play him in a game?
There are a lot of people that expect there to be a trade on Friday. So usually if that were to happen, they wouldn't play him on Thursday.
Correct.
Because if he gets hurt, then all of a sudden trade goes bye-bye. So I don't know, because I don't know if the Jaguars at this point can be trusted to do things the way you would expect them to do them. So I hesitate to read into it, because I almost feel like Doug Marrone,
because they might be incompetent.
Yes, there's a good chance that they might be. Doug, I can't let it go. Ever since for one that they chose to Blake Bortles over Pat Mahomes, which that's easier to go back and say. It's easy to go back and say, well, did you know Pat Mahomes is going to be as good as he is? Of course not. You didn't know that. But you also knew by that point that Blake Bortles wasn't going to be anything.
Yeah.
And they ended up extending Blake Bortles that year. So that alone makes you wonder what the hell's going on with the Jaguars.
And throw Deshaun Watson in there, too, because Deshaun
that's right.
went two picks later. They could have had either one of those guys.
They could have had Mitch up there, Trubisky, too.
They would have had to move up to get him. He went second.
If they wanted to trade up for Mitch, I wouldn't have put it past him.
They could have. And they could have had Lamar Jackson the following season. I think people were shocked when they took Taven Bryan at 29 instead of Lamar Jackson, who went three picks later to Baltimore.
It's the important thing to remember with the Jaguars. It's not just that they took a running back and Leonard Fournette over quarterbacks. They also chose Blake Bortles over those quarterbacks.
Yes.
They drafted a running back and they chose to extend Blake Bortles over Pat Mahomes or Deshaun Watson.
It's not like they hoarded it for a couple of years.
Right.
Like the Texans in 2014, there were some people that wanted them to take a quarterback because Schaub was terrible and they were 2-14 and everybody knew they needed a new quarterback.
Right.
But they took Clowney and they said, we're going to piece it together until a quarterback comes along that we think we like. Now, they really waited a while to go get that guy, and ultimately they land Deshaun Watson. But your point is a good one. Like, it's not only that they passed on these guys, but it's that they gave a ringing endorsement via a big pile of cash to horrible Blake Bortles.
So that's my really long way of saying I'm not going to read into anything. If Jalen Ramsey plays
tonight,
he might get traded after the game.
Yeah.
It might be one of these baseball-style trades where right beforehand, all of a sudden, the Titans trade for Jalen Ramsey and he just walks over to the other clubhouse.
That's happened in baseball before.
Yeah, it's happened with the Astros.
I was at a doubleheader one time.
It happened at a doubleheader.
It involved the Phillies, games. Jonesy, okay. Actually. I was at a doubleheader between the Mets and the Phillies in 1979. Go look it up. This trade happened the same day Thurman Munson died in a plane crash. Because I remember them showing that on the... I know it's a really uplifting thing at 6:24 in the morning, but this is what I remember as a kid, 10 years old. They traded Jose Cardenal. I forget which team he went to and which... But the Mets and the Phillies traded a player in between games of a doubleheader, and dude walked over to the other clubhouse and put his new uniform on.
Yeah.
Baseball, man.
It happened with the Astros a few years ago. I want to say it was with the Orioles or the Nationals, one of those East Coast teams. They traded a player right before the game.
And you save on moving and living expenses that way.
Yeah, it's got to be kind of a pain in the butt, though, because it's not like the player necessarily anticipates that.
No,
you're just like,
you
got to
get your stuff shipped.
You guys could have told me that.
I could have packed up my things.
Put some stuff in the stowage underneath.
Yeah. Right. I wouldn't have talked trash to my new teammates during the game. So Jalen Ramsey will definitely be a storyline tonight as that game takes place in Jacksonville. By the way, Jacksonville, a small underdog to the visiting Titans tonight. This is what I teased into this segment here about Deshaun Watson, because I want to read into things. I like to think that the Texans are a team that if they're not going to win a Super Bowl, then I just want them to be super interesting and go star hoarding and chase all these star players and turn Houston into this, you know, just a gigantic, notorious team, if not a good team on the field. Marcellus Wiley of Fox Sports on Speak for Yourself.
Yeah, he had a weird take.
And here is his weird Jalen Ramsey take. He's basically saying that this is talking about the Kansas City Chiefs, because the Chiefs are rumored to be the favorite to land Jalen Ramsey. Marcellus Wiley said, if I'm the Chiefs, I don't trade for Ramsey.
Rolling the dice and saying, no, let's poach our team of a first-round pick and a starter to bring in Jalen Ramsey, who, I remind you, despite the perception and the love for his game, he was 24th ranked as a cornerback last year coming out of the season. This year, in 2 weeks, he's already dropped to 89th ranked. So if his trajectory is going south and your team's trajectory is going north, why is this a conversation?
Okay, no,
that's
Marcellus.
That's an Ivy leaguer right there, Seth.
He's one of the best cornerbacks in the league, and there's no debate about that.
Marcellus Wiley's an Ivy leaguer. You just told me he's 89th.
Did he even, for one, stop saying that about the Ivy League. I've told you before, like, how many idiots there are in the Ivy League. Don't even, you get good SAT scores, you have a good GPA in high school, and then off
I'm allowed
to
say it because I cut checks to the Ivy League.
Okay, all right.
Once a month.
No, there's plenty of brilliant people, I'm saying, but the problem that they run into is that they think that they're smart in all aspects of life.
Right.
Look, I got into an Ivy League school because I was a good football player. All right, and there's other people that are likewise in the same boat. So I don't. Is he talking about Pro Football Focus grades?
He must be.
People, you got to stop using those grades. You just have to. I really like Pro Football Focus for some of the things they do. The grades are absolute bunk. They think about this.
Bunk.
No, they are. They grade them off of television. Think about what they're doing. They're grading defensive backs off of the television copy.
Where you can't even see them.
You can't see them. How are you doing that? You can't see them. You don't know what the hell's going on. Like, there's times where they're getting beat, but the ball doesn't come their way. There's times where you don't know what the coverage is, so it looks like they're wrong.
He's the 89th ranked corner within the first 5 yards of the line of scrimmage.
Marcellus, he's the 89th ranked corner that some teams are thinking about trading a first round pick for.
Multiple,
so
maybe.
So apparently, like, he shouldn't even be worth a 7th round pick in that case.
So this showed up on a tweet. Fox Sports tweeted out this horrific Marcellus Wiley take. Deshaun Watson retweets it, and Deshaun Watson does not put a lot of opinions out on Twitter.
Yeah.
He is not he's big into, you know, tweeting out some of the swag that he wears or retweeting some of the things the Texans put out there. He loved tweeting out him throwing a no-look pass in warm-ups of a game. Little things like that don't ruffle a lot of feathers or anything. Yeah. He retweeted that Marcellus Wiley take and said, I don't think I agree with this.
Yeah. Well, that's
effort.
He couched it a little bit. He said, I don't think I agree with this.
Yeah, but that's
Deshaun, that's an opinion. Deshaun came off one of his worst games in the last couple years. Yeah. That was because, what were DeAndre's numbers in this last game?
4 catches for 40 yards.
Right. Yeah. You know, it was a pretty pedestrian day for DeAndre Hopkins, and Jalen Ramsey wasn't on him every snap, but he was on him for a lot.
Yeah.
And that's just the other one of this. I'll tell you this. One of the problems I have with some of these grades from some of the services like that is they don't take into account degree of difficulty. Mm-hmm. Like, they'll say Donald Penn was classic a few years ago for the Raiders. The Raiders were using 6 offensive linemen a whole lot. They were using tight ends to help out a whole lot. So their offensive tackles weren't put in tough positions, so they rarely failed. And you end up getting Donald Penn ranked as this incredibly dominant offensive lineman. He was good enough, but he wasn't the best offensive lineman in the league. Meanwhile, guys that get put on an island and have to go out there and do it on their own every single snap, they're going to have a few more rough snaps than somebody that never actually gets challenged. And then people will bring these grades up and say, oh, well, this guy's clearly better than this guy. No. And the same thing goes with cornerbacks. There's a degree of difficulty involved. And the grades don't show it.
So you're saying Jalen Ramsey's better than the 89th best cornerback in football?
You go ahead and ask DeAndre Hopkins if Jalen Ramsey is the 89th best cornerback
in football.
Deshaun
Watson, who doesn't agree with that take.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So is this Deshaun Watson's recruiting effort to try to get Jalen Ramsey here?
I don't know. If anything, I think that's Deshaun Watson kind of being humble and saying, look, I had a bad game last week.
Yeah.
You're going to sit here and tell me that I just had that game versus the 89th ranked cornerback? No, he's really good.
Yeah, so it's a little self-serving is what you're saying. I got you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.